This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Would it bother you if somebody ever found a letter that you wrote or that you thought was private and personal, and maybe you found out that somebody had actually put their eyes upon a letter that you wrote? Well, of course, that might embarrass you. Now, I tell people this all the time, that when you write a letter and you sign your name, whether you realize it or not, you just created a legal document. You just created a legal document. And I've known people over the years, and you may have people in your family like this, that are excellent letter writers. They can let people have it, and they can cut people to shreds in a letter. And I've told relatives, you know, you need to be careful, because that letter could be produced 50 years after you're dead and gone and said, look what she wrote to me. Look what he wrote to me. I want to read to you, as I begin today, a letter that was written, believe it or not, in the 3rd century. A letter from antiquity. A man named Cyprian wrote this letter to a friend by the name of Donatos. We call it Donatos. I don't know if the guy was in the pizza business or whatever. But Cyprian writes this letter to a friend by the name of Donatos. And I want you to listen to what he said back in the 3rd century. He said, "This seems like such a cheerful world, Donatos, when I view it from the garden under the shadow of these vines. But if I climb some mountain and look over the land, you know very well what I would see. Bands of roving thieves on the high roads, pirates on the sea. In the amphitheaters, men are murdered to please the applauding crowds." What a statement. In the amphitheaters, men are murdered to please the applauding crowds. "Under every roof in every house, you see misery and selfishness." What a description. Under every roof, you see misery and selfishness. It really is a bad world, Donatos, an incredibly bad world. Yet in the midst of it, I have found a quiet and holy people. They've discovered a joy which is 1,000 times better than the joys of the world. Donatos, these people are called Christians. These people are called Christians. I find that an intriguing letter, to know that back in the 3rd century, somebody made an observation that there was something different about this group of people that were called Christians. People whose lives have been changed and were changed. And in the midst of the depression of the 3rd century, of people being murdered in amphitheaters, people being robbed on the highways, and pirates on the seas, and misery and selfishness under every roof in the country, it was interesting to find a group of people that were different. They call themselves Christians. Today we're talking about life change. Why? Because life change means that your life is different. There's no point in talking to people about being a follower of Jesus if their life is not changed at all. But Jesus Christ is in the business of changing lives. How do I know that? From what we read in 1 John 5 today, the epistle of 1 John, the last chapter, the first 5 verses. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." Well, all this week on Cross Hope, the final message of a 5-week series from the epistle or letter of 1 John. We'll continue this final message tomorrow, same time, same place, on Sirius XM 131. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.